So I want to give you an update on my effort to provide a life-changing knowledge free of charge in multiple languages through multiple formats. And yes, I'm going to be talking about brightlearn.ai, which is, of course, our free book creation and downloading website, which now has over 55,000 books that are all free, including, I don't know, 40 or 50 books that I put together. And there are over 10,000 authors there who have participated and have created these 55,000 plus books through their prompts. And you can create your own books completely free of charge. And I have upgraded the free book engine capability to 5 chapters. It used to be 3 chapters. But because of some improvements in the economics of token generation through various engines with our knowledge layer on top, I'm able to do that now for 5 chapters. So what that means is at no cost, just using your email address, you can go to brightlearn.ai and you can enter a prompt for any book that you want, you know, the book that you want written. And what the engine does is it searches through the millions of documents, and hundreds of millions of pages of documents that we have indexed, including recent articles from Natural News and all of my interviews and, you know, 100,000 plus other books and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of science papers, etc. So all of that is available to you completely free of charge. And it writes the book and it does the cover art. It does all these things for you automatically. And then you can download the book and you can even sell the book. You can put it on Amazon Kindle if you want, and you can sell the book. You can earn money from the book. You don't have to pay anything to me or my platform. The license allows you to do that. All you have to do is just give credit. Just say, hey, this is a brightlearn.ai created book, and then you can sell it. But as you may have heard me say, my goal is to reach 1 billion people on planet Earth with empowering knowledge, education, information that can help them live more in a more self-reliant, more joyful, more abundant manner. I just hope there's 1 billion people still left alive to reach by the time Trump is done with this war. Or, gosh, I hope we don't get into nuclear war or anything like that. Anyway, my goal is to reach 1 billion people through various means. So the books, that's the easiest way to reach 1 billion people. And I've started the translations now. We have hundreds of books available in Espanol. And the next language will be French, by the way. But first, I'm going to do 1,000 books in Spanish. And then we'll do 1,000 books in French. And then we're going to attempt Chinese. I'm honestly not sure how that's going to work out, just due to the difference in mostly the book cover art, because Chinese characters are very difficult for AI engines to draw correctly. And I don't read Chinese, so I'm going to have to ask somebody to tell me, are these words or does this just look like words to me? Because they all look like words to me, but to Chinese people, they laugh. Like, those aren't words. That's just garbage characters. That's not even a real translation. I'm like, well, dang. So we'll figure it out. We're going to do books in multiple languages. And even before then, by the way, you might know somebody who speaks Spanish and who can benefit from knowing about chlorine dioxide or DMSO or natural cures or cancer cures or what have you. You can just send them a link right now to the Espanol tab at books.brightlearn.ai. Just send that to them. You just click on it and you can just copy and paste the URL. Send it to your Spanish-speaking friends and let them, you know, let them spread the word on that, because that's the whole point. We want to reach 1 billion people. And they can download all the books for free. We have audiobooks now also. Hundreds of audiobooks. I think that number is approaching 500. It's not quite there yet. And I've had some hardware issues that were setbacks. I had a bad NVIDIA card that the NVIDIA company and the PNY company that apparently made it, they just drove me bonkers with taking me through the ringer on trying to get a warranty replacement. spent weeks trying to get a warranty replacement. They kept denying it, and they kept saying, I have to run, you got to run this utility, you got to run that, you got to take these photos, you got to do this. I did a whole show on that. Still to this day, I don't have a replacement. And then I bought an NVIDIA DGX Spark mini computer, which is about a $5,000, a little under $5,000 mini computer. Actually bought two of them to connect them and to be able to run larger models as part of this project. And then it turns out that NVIDIA has this crazy, horrible bug where their networking connection between two Sparks does not work as advertised. It's supposed to run at 200 gigabits a second. It actually only runs at 12.9 gigabits per second, which means you can't run models on it. It's just too slow. And that's a known bug. Anyway, I did an article about some of the problems with the Spark system. So there's a couple of setbacks that I've had. I'm doing my best. I think that we should own the hardware because I don't want to be deplatformed by some AI model. Think about it. You know what's gone on over the years, over the last decade. How many of us, maybe you, have been deplatformed off of YouTube or Facebook or delisted from Google search results or what have you, right? Censored, shadow banned, demonetized from X or wherever. So when I'm doing this project for humanity, all nonprofit, all free, I don't want to be dependent on some system that can cut me off. So that's why I've been buying all the hardware locally, you know, running my little data center, 48 workstations with GPUs. And I've been running all this locally. And so far, overall, it's been working with a few setbacks. But it's I'm doing this because I believe that it's important to own your own compute infrastructure. And I don't want anybody out there to stop this project. Because you can bet at some point, you know, the globalists are going to say, well, gosh, we can't allow BrightLearn to continue to run. I mean, they're educating too many people about honest money and self-reliance and cancer cures. And, you know, that's working against the globalist agenda of massive depopulation. So they don't want people to get free books and free knowledge and free podcasts and or audiobooks and all this stuff, right? So probably they're going to target BrightLearn at some point. I just want to make sure that they can't cut us off. That's what I'm doing. All right, now, with that said, I mentioned last year that this year I would be doing mini documentaries based on the books at BrightLearn. So I would take the popular books, like a book on chlorine dioxide, let's say, and I would auto-produce a documentary, like a short one, maybe 10 minutes or something. That's a complex problem. I have it partially solved, and you've seen my early results with the AI avatars that I've rolled out with relatively short videos, like, you know, 1 to 2 minutes duration per video. But those avatars are looking pretty good, and that's the first step towards doing a little bit longer mini documentary. Once again, this is all rendered locally, and it means I can also do it in any language. So, of course, eventually we'll have Spanish language videos and French and Chinese and what have you. That's all going to happen sooner or later, but I'm focused on English first. So, and then in 27, my goal is to do full-length documentaries. I'm not sure how that's going to happen. I'm going to keep working at it, but I'm pretty sure we can make it happen. The thing is, I'm using all off-the-shelf open-source software. For the video rendering, I'm mostly using LTX 2.3, by the way, if you're curious. I'm using other engines. I'm using Qwen for text and for scripting. I'm using some DeepSeek for the coding. That's via API. But eventually, I want to be able to run DeepSeek locally. I'm hoping we can figure that out. But in terms of local production, whether it's images or text or scripts or video, you know, that's all locally produced. And that means it's got some limitations. You know, it's not as good as Seed Dance videos or, you know, Google engines or whatever. Not quite as good, but still pretty good. And the open source community is only going to get better. So my goal is to be able to release in many languages, many different formats of things that can help people learn. So for example, I would be able to release, you know, a topic with a book, and then an audio book, and then, you know, a PDF that you can download. We already have that. And then a mini documentary, and then a full length documentary, and then an infographic. We already have some mind map graphics that are automatically produced for the more popular books. But I've been doing a lot of infographic work lately, which has been very good, very cool stuff. So I can just, frankly, I can just turn on infographics for a lot of these books. I mean, I already built that code that I'm using for my content engine on naturalnews.com. So those infographics there that are in my articles, those are, of course, AI-drawn infographics. And I wrote the system that creates the, you know, the orchestration direction for those prompts. So that's why they look so good. And that's why I'm able to produce so many of those. But I can apply that to the books as well. The bottom line is brightlearn.ai, it's actually about to morph into something bigger than what it is. Eventually, it will have a proper login. And the real feature that I'm hoping to have soon is collection downloads. So I'll have a collection for you where you can say, okay, this is the preparedness collection, or this is the home gardening collection, or this is the natural cures collection. And you'll be able to effectively download that entire collection. Let me share with you what's holding me back on that. It turns out these books are pretty large in terms of storage. And so when I started to put together collections, some of them were like 500 megabytes for just one collection. A lot of it's the book art, by the way. The cover art is a huge file. And you put it in a PDF, and then the PDF becomes big, and you put, you know, a few hundred of those books together, and then it becomes, you know, half a gigabyte or something. So I don't have the bandwidth funding to be able to support, you know, gigabytes of downloads for 100,000 people. So what I'm trying to put together right now is an open source peer-to-peer file sharing system. Well, I'm trying to just use off-the-shelf systems that already exist, by the way, but something that's very easy, where basically it's like a torrent, where I publish this torrent, and then I give you this URL code, and then you, on a Mac or a PC or Linux or whatever, you can enter that code. You got to download this simple software, and you can enter that code, and then it just starts pulling that all the bandwidth for that from the other participants in the system, because it's a peer-to-peer based system, you know, kind of like a torrent. And that way, as you are downloading, you're also uploading for someone else. Like, you're sharing the bandwidth load with your up and down bandwidth. And then that makes it affordable on our side to be able to do this. So I don't have to cover all, you know, every byte for every user, for every book, for every audio file, etc. This will enable me to put out some very large collections, like multi-gigabyte collections, that you can then just start downloading as a peer. And the download might take a little bit longer, you know, it might take 24 hours, it might take 48 hours, who knows? Depends on how many peers there are, but it's a peer-to-peer based file replication system, basically. And there are some pretty good open source candidates for that. And that's where I'm looking right now to figure out which one's the best. For me, it has to work on all the platforms. It's got to work on Mac, and it's got to work on Linux and Windows. That's the hard part. If it wasn't for that, we already know what to use. But here's the cool thing about that is, once we have that system established, then there's a lot of content we can put into that system. So for example, how would you like to be able to download, you know, a collection of all the infographics that we've ever put together? It could be one click away, you know. Or how would you like to download every interview that I did in 2026 or something, you know, and be able to play them locally on your own computer, so that you don't have to depend on the internet? Or how would you like to be able to download, you know, 1,000 books that teach self-reliance? So if there's some kind of a nuclear war, if the internet goes offline, you have all those files stored locally. That's what I'm trying to put together. And that's one of my next dreams in this project. And of course, I appreciate your support because that's what makes all of this possible. You can support us by shopping at healthrangerstore.com, or there's a related store now called bright.shop, which, you know, because we're in kind of the Bright universe here, Bright Learn and Bright Answers, etc. Just go to bright.shop. It's pretty much the same store. You can shop there, and that directly supports these platforms. And, you know, that's for your food and nutritional products and personal care, superfoods, all organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage formats, you know, everything from iodine and essential oils and all kinds of things. So, you know, check it out there, either bright.shop or healthrangerstore.com. And as long as you support us, I will build for you. I will build platforms. I will build knowledge. I will build books and documentaries and audiobooks and all kinds of things that you'll be able to download and keep and store and use for reference and share with others. And you don't have to be concerned about copyright restrictions. You don't have to pay. There's no subscription fee. There's no digital rights management. You don't have to log in, you know, to listen to your audiobook. None of that stuff, because we all hate that stuff, don't we? So I just want to give you the gift of knowledge free, like really free, free as in beer. And I want you to be able to keep it, save it, share it, enjoy it, learn from it, spread the word. That's what this is about. That actually, for me, that's more fulfilling than anything else I'm doing right now. And by spreading the word, you can help me reach 1 billion people. So tell people about brightlearn.ai. Tell people about brightanswers.ai. And you will love it. You will love it. And I will greatly appreciate it. So thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams of brightvideos.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.